Hey guys, how's everybody doing? And it's crazy to think it's already last week with you guys for a little bit. I'll be back. But it's been fun, guys. If you guys want to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2, that's where we'll be at today. After 1 Timothy. And bear with me, guys. Last night, my computer crashed, so I lost all my study notes and stuff. So I'm kind of just going off of memory notes. So should be all right. But yeah, I'm just going to pray because God knows I need it. All right. Dear Lord, I just thank you, Lord, just for this time that we get to gather together, Lord. Thank you for bringing each and every one of us here today, Lord, just to fellowship and be in your word, God. I just pray that you speak to us, Lord, through your word, God. May you speak through me, Lord. May it be your words and not mine, Lord. May you take me out of the way, Lord. May it be all glory to you, God. Just be with us throughout this time, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So, 2 Timothy chapter 2. I titled this message, Our Race. Kind of because I really enjoyed, you know, coming back and hanging out with you guys, you know, getting to know some of you a bit better, and, you know, just being here with you guys and growing with you guys and seeing you guys grow. I mean, just, like, seeing how, you know, awesome worship was this morning, you know, even how far you guys have come since I first got here, you know, to now, and I can imagine how awesome you guys are going to be when I get back in the summer. But, you know, just to see how, you know, to see, you know, your youth worship team, you know, getting revamped and stuff. I mean, it's awesome. And you see, you know, new people coming in, getting involved, and, you know, just fun times that we've had, you know, just the other couple weeks ago, we got together at the Armijos and whatnot. You know, just stuff like that, you know, it's been fun, and it's been, you know, time together. You know, for me, you know, just to see you guys, you know, get to know you guys, get to kind of develop relationships with you guys a bit, and, you know, see you guys through this time, you know, and hopefully it'll continue, you know, when I get back, and, you know, even before while I'm gone and stuff, if you guys want to keep talking to me. but, yeah, it's how the our race, you know, and just, you know, how we're in this together. You know, we're not alone, but we're in this together, and, you know, together is how we finish. So I'm going to get up, you guys read. We're just going to do the first 13 verses, so 2, 4, 6, 8. Yeah, like, perfect. So if everybody just wants to read one verse, then we'll just go around. Starting with Kayla. just verse 1. Chapter 2.
You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
Join with me in suffering like you're a soldier of Jesus Christ.
Thanks. You know, 2 Timothy is one of my favorite books in the Bible. It's just, you know, just Timothy, you know, he was a young pastor. And I want to say Philippi. I'm not quite sure. It was in my notes, but, you know, notes got wrong, gone. So, but I'm pretty sure it was Philippi. You know, he was this young pastor who, you know, was kind of like Paul's apprentice in a way. And, you know, these, 2 Timothy is pretty much Paul's last words. He was in prison, you know, in captivity in Rome at this time, and he would soon after this be, you know, executed. So these are kind of the last things he has to say, you know, to Timothy, you know, to encourage him and to, you know, to push forward, you know, to get through it, you know, because I can imagine, you know, what Timothy, you know, what he would have been going through, you know, being this young pastor in a kind of established church, you know, with older people, you know, the already established elders and stuff, you know, there, and he's kind of having to go in and fix it, you know. That's kind of why Paul sent him there. You know, just the things that he would go through, you know, so this whole thing is, you know, just Paul kind of encouraging him, you know, keep going, you know, keep your focus on God and keep pushing forward. You know, you then, my child, you know, just, you know, how he calls him my child just shows the relationship that he had with Timothy, you know, Paul and Timothy, the intimacy that they had there. Be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Something really cool, 2 Timothy 2:2 is like our school verse almost at school. Well, it's actually Mark's like life verse, which is why he does what he does. But you know, just that idea of, you know, learning as much as you can and then passing it on to more people, you know, that they can continue it. You know, the idea of discipleship and spreading the gospel, you know, throughout, you know, the great commission as Jesus sent the disciples out on, you know, and to see how it had continued, you know, even to this time, you know, with Paul to Timothy and Timothy, you know, to continue spreading it. But, you know, witness it and to entrust it to faithful men, you know, just that, you know, kind of like, I guess I've kind of been entrusted and then I'm trying to pass it on to you guys, and you guys will pass it on and spread it to your friends and all that good jazz. And then verse 3, share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. You know, just sharing in the suffering as a good soldier of Christ, you know, just the idea that, yes, you know, through this Christian walk that we go through, we will have trials, we will have, you know, rough times, you know, but as James says in James 1:2, you know, count it all joy, my brothers, when you face these trials. Let me just turn there, I can't remember it completely. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. You know, just how everything that we go through, whether good or bad, it's for a purpose, and it's to grow us, and God is with us through it all, and he's there to help us through it, and to get us through it, you know, so that we can become, you know, those Christians, you know, Christ-like, becoming more like Christ. And then no soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. You know, a soldier, you know, Ryan probably knows this better than anyone, you know, going into the army, but a soldier, you know, when they enlist, their goal is to please, you know, whoever enlisted them. You know, they're going to fight for their country, you know. So they don't, you know, he's saying here, you know, don't get distracted, you know, by the other things that are going on around you. You know, you don't, if you're a soldier, you know, you're in war, you're not getting distracted by the things going on in the civilian world. You know, just the idea that, you know, in our Christian walk, you know, as soldiers of Christ, you know, we kind of have to be, you know, our focus on Christ, you know, serving, trying to please the one who enlisted us, you know. Christ is the one who enlisted us, and trying to please him, you know, in our life through the things that we do, you know, as we go through this this Christian walk that we're in throughout life. And, you know, the idea that almost, you know, a soldier, you know, they go in, they enlist knowing that it could cost them their life. You know, and that they're willing to lay down their life for the one who enlisted them, you know, to please them, to bring, you know, glory, honor to them, you know. So, you know, Ryan, you probably know, you know, the cost of what it is to enlist, you know. And you know, just as there are benefits to it, you know, there also is that cost and that price you have to pay, and that those things that you will go through. You know, but again, that idea, the cost that you know that it could cost you your life. You know, do you know that following Christ, are you solely committed to Him? Is your life His? You know, are you willing to do whatever He asks you? You know, it's a tough thing, you know, to wrestle with, and it's a tough place to get to, you know, where you say, yes, Lord, my life is yours, you know, whatever you want, Lord, I live to please you. And, you know, I don't think, you know, any of us really get there completely. You know, it's a constant battle, and it's a constant, you know, decision every day, you know, to lay your own life down, to live for Him, you know, but, you know, again, to please the one who enlisted you. And then, an athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. And the soldier, the athlete, and the farmer, they all kind of have to do with different aspects in your walk, you know, different ways of endurance. You know, the soldier is, you know, kind of that focus, you know, your eye on the prize kind of thing, serving the one who enlisted you to please them. The athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. You know, this is like, you know, in your walk, being kind of above reproach, you know. As a Christian, you know, sometimes people expect more of you. You know, you carry that label, I'm supposed to be Christ-like. You know, and sometimes there's people who try to, you know, find stuff in you, you know, just to say, oh, you're not a Christian. You know, you're not how it's supposed to be. You know, and the athlete, you know, just as an athlete, you know, again, you know, they're dedicated, they're committed to their sport. You know, and it takes, again, hard work and commitment. But all of that hard work and commitment doesn't count, you know, if they win the race, but they didn't compete according to the rules. You know, just like, you know, Usain Bolt, he had medals stripped from him because he had, you know, I don't know if it was for weed or for some other thing that he had, but, you know, he had that stripped away. Yes, he won. But, you know, he didn't compete according to the rules, so he had that stripped away. You know, or the, I can't remember his name, but the guy who won the Tour de France, was it Lance Armstrong, yes. You know, he, you know, the Tour de France, that takes extreme commitment, you know, that's intense, right? And, I mean, he had that commitment, he did all that, and he won, right? But then they come back to find that he cheated. So stripped away again. You know, now he's known as, you know, the guy who got it stripped away for cheating. You know, instead of, you know, that incredible victory, you kind of have that, you know, defeat. You know, just in the same way, you know, kind of, you know, as you go through life, you know, doing the best you can, you know, to be Christ-like, to be, you know, that example to others of, you know, what a Christian is supposed to be, you know, trying to be above reproach where people can't, you know, try to tear you down, you know, by something you did. And yes, you know, we all mess up. You know, we all fall, you know, countless times, you know, but, you know, it's getting back up again and, you know, just God forgive me, help me to take this next step, you know, forward, you know, not looking back, but going forward, you know, with my focus on you again. And then verse 6, it is the hardworking farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. And again, you know, this is another part of endurance, you know, just where, you know, the farmer, you know, I'm not a farmer, I don't know what it's like really, but I've seen like movies and stuff of what with the farmer, you know, they go through. Like I remember a movie, Faith Like Potatoes, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but you know, they plant this crop, right, and they plant it, you know, with faith, you know, that it's gonna rain, it's gonna grow. You know, and there's a lot of hard work that goes into it. You know, they got to prepare the ground, they got to plant it, they got to water it, they got to take care of it as it's growing, you know, the weeds and stuff, whatnot, they got to take care of those, you know. And the part of the farmer is, you know, seeing it to the end, you know, that endurance to finish, to see it to the end, you know, once that crop is done, you know, and all that corn is there, you know, nice and yellow, and it's all harvested, you know, he gets the first pick of it, you know, he gets to keep it, and he gets to enjoy it, you know, his hard work, you know, but it's you know, staying till the end, you know, where you see that product, you know, and getting to reap the benefits. And, you know, for us, you know, that could be different levels, you know, throughout life. You know, one for me, you know, just finishing Bible college, you know, this is my last semester, you know, going through the whole thing, you know, and finally, you know, this semester getting to graduate. And it's been, I mean, I've loved it completely, you know. I mean, there's been hard times in it as well, you know, but, I mean, it's been something I've enjoyed. But, you know, kind of seeing it to the end, finishing, you know, getting to enjoy it. Or, you know, there's different things, you know, throughout life that you may go through where you pour into someone. You know, maybe you start discipling someone. And maybe it's rough at first, but you continue with it. You continue pouring into them. And to see them, you know, later on, you know, whether it be, you know, a year later, a few months later, you know, 5 years later, 20 years later when you're all grown and have kids and stuff, you know, but to see that they're living, you know, a godly life, you know, that's reaping the benefit. Or, you know, the ultimate goal of, you know, running this race to finish, you know, and be in heaven, you know, going through life, you know, as, you know, that example, that Christ-like, you know, enduring through it, enduring through life, you know, as best you can, you know, being that best example, that best light to others as you can, you know, to see, you know, to get to heaven and hear God say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You know, I mean, that's the ultimate goal, right? And that's the ultimate thing that we're working towards, I guess. Yeah, so, you know, those are kind of like huge points that I wanted to hit on, you know, just the endurance that you endure, you know, throughout life, you know, continuing in it. You know, the soldier, you know, having your focus, you know, trying to please the one who enlisted you, you know, keeping your focus on God as you go through life. The athlete, you know, being above reproach, you know, being that example to others, you know, in the way that you live, you know, through the good times and bad. And then the farmer, you know, seeing it through to the end, you know. Verse 7, think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal, but the word of God is not bound. That's just, to me, that's kind of a pretty radical thing that Paul says there. Well, you know, first verses 7 and 8, think over what I say, you know, the Lord will give you understanding and everything. You know, just the idea that, you know, meditating and dwelling on the word, you know, and God will reveal it to you, even, you know, if you have to read it over and over again. You know, there's been times where I read a chapter over and over again, you know, just trying to understand it, you know, and just praying, Lord, just, what you're trying to show me here, you know. And he always, you know, he comes through and he's faithful and he shows. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. You know, he's saying, remember Jesus in the gospel, you know, what he did for us. And remember that as you go through life, as you go through your ministry, you know, let that be what drives you. Let that be what pushes you. Let that be the thing that you live for, you know, remembering, you know, what Jesus did for me. Now, he gave his life for me, so I'll live for you, God. Remember Jesus Christ, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. You know, Paul says, I am suffering for the gospel. He goes, I've been spreading the gospel, and now I'm suffering, but it is all worth it. You know, I am in chains, but the gospel is not bound. You know, continue it, keep it going. Continue the spread of the gospel. It is, you know, he's like, it is worth it. I'm in chains. I'm about to die for it. You know, but it was completely worth it. Keep it going. Continue it. Because it is not bound. It is alive. It is powerful. You know, it's the greatest gift, you know, the story of, you know, what Jesus did for us. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. You know, again, he's saying, you know, I've done this for you guys. You know, I'm where I'm at because I care for you so much. You know, I want to see you, you know, love the gospel, love Jesus as much as I do. You know, that's what he's saying here. You know, to see that you have obtained salvation. And then the saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. If we, Roman talks about it, you know, how we have been crucified with Christ. You know, we are a new creation. We have died to our old self, and now we live a new life, you know, with him, you know, living for him, you know, living with the Holy Spirit inside of us, you know, guiding us, you know, living with him, you know, again, to one day live in eternity with him, you know. And then if we endure, we will also reign with him. Enduring through this life, you know, just as he talked about, you know, with the soldier, the athlete, and the farmer, you know, enduring to the end, we will reign with him. Again, looking forward to that eternal glory that awaits us, you know. Well done, good and faithful servant. But then he says, if we deny him, he also will deny us. You know, that's heavy right there, you know, but it's true, you know. If we accept God and we love him, you know, he's already accepted us and he loves us regardless. But, you know, if we deny him, you know, as much as it hurts him, he will deny us as well. You know, and that's definitely not something that I want, you know, for myself, or that, you know, I doubt any of you guys want for yourselves, you know, that I want for you guys, you know. You know, I want to see us, you know, endure to the end, you know, where we can be in heaven together rejoicing with Jesus, you know. And then verse 13 is just, it's really cool. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. You know, there's those times in life, you know, where you'll get down maybe, you know, you're like, ah, God, I don't know. Or, you know, you lose faith sometimes, you know, but one of my favorite verses, it's Mark 9:28, I believe. It's the Roman centurion that comes to Jesus, you know, and his son's dying. And Jesus says, if you believe, I'll heal. Do you believe I can heal him? And he says, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. You know, just, you know, sometimes we're in that place where it's, God, I know you can, but just help me believe it, Lord. Help me to trust in you and know that it's true, God. You know, get me through this time. You know, and in those times when, you know, we lack that faith or where we're struggling, you know, that he remains faithful and says, for he cannot deny himself. You know, he knows who he is. He knows what he's capable of. He knows what he's done, what he will do, how he'll get us through it. You know, so it's just remembering that, you know, that God, help me. You know, I struggle. I fall. I lose faith sometimes, but Lord, I know that you are always there. Help me to remember that, Lord, because you remain faithful. And then if you want to turn a page, 2 Timothy 4, we'll do 6. I'll go ahead and read it. This is Paul, again, you know, kind of his last words. He says, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. And again, Paul, you know, I look at Paul and the life that he had, you know, and to be... You know, just to see the example that Paul was, you know, it's in the story of Paul, it's insane, you know, where he came from Saul to Paul, you know, complete 180 turn. You know, it's pretty awesome. If you guys haven't, you know, read about it yet, I'd encourage you to. And, you know, how he completely turned his life around, you know, wrote like a third of the New Testament, you know, established churches all over, you know, the Asia and stuff of that time. And to see how he says, you know, my time's come, but I fought the good fight. I finished the race. You know, I've kept the faith. You know, and I'm sure Paul's like, yeah, I screwed up a lot. You know, I've messed up a lot, and I've had my hard times, he goes, but I did, you know, I kept the faith. I continued on what God had called me to. And he goes, now I know that there is a crown waiting for me in heaven. You know, I know that I will be with Jesus again. Then he says, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. You know, now he's saying, you know, not only am I going to be there, you know, but you guys will be too. If you can continue on and you'll be there, continue loving God and we'll be together again. But, you know, just to see, you know, how Paul was so certain, he was so secure in his faith, he knew, God, I love you. I've given everything I have to you, Lord. I'm done. I'm coming home. You know, and to be able, you know, to say something along those lines, you know, one day, you know, that's awesome. But, you know, again, you have to endure first. You have to continue on, continue pressing on, you know, through this life, through this walk. And again, it's not all hard. There's tons of great, awesome times. Like, I've definitely experienced some awesome times, and I'm not even 20 yet. You know, I'm sure there's more to come, you know, but there's good and bad, you know. Enjoy them both. They're there for a reason. So that's kind of all I got, you know. It's just to encourage you guys, you know, through this time that I came home, you know, these 2 months that I was here, you know, it's been awesome to hang out with you guys and to spend time with you guys, you know, whoop TJ and foosball, you know, whatnot. but, you know, it's, I encourage you guys, you know, we're in this together. Remember that it's a race, you know, and I kind of think of it as like a relay race almost. You know, we're helping each other, you know, one of us is running a leg and we pass the baton to the next one, you know, but we're a team. You know, kind of like Pastor Tony was talking today, you know, remembering that fellowship and to keep that connection between us, you know, throughout, you know, wherever we go. You know, I'm going back to New Zealand, but, you know, I mean, there's phones now. If you guys want to call me or text me, email me, whatever it is, you know, I want you guys to know that I really care for you guys. You know, you guys got a special part in my heart, and I want to be there for you guys if you need it. You know, I know Gary, Michelle, Gil, and Geraldine, you know, we all have the same heart for you guys. You know, we want to see you finish that race, run that race, you know. So that's kind of all I got. We're going to have communion. Gary's going to do that. But the worship team, you guys got a song? Yeah. So if you guys want to come up. And then